The Creases, and The Dead Ships. Today's reissue song is from Elvis Costello and The Attractions off of one of their greatest hits release. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from River Wireless. And I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new song from a band called The Medicine Hat. They're an unsigned, female-fronted, mixed-gendered, hard-pop-slash-alt-rock five-piece from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. They've been around for a few years performing live and working out their sound. Actually did a very interesting cover of Katy Perry's Roar, performed live, and you can check that out on YouTube if you're so inclined. The band is putting the finishing touches on their debut self-titled album, which is due out later this summer. The song I have for airplay this morning is called New Survival. New music from The Medicine Hat here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Avi on Fire here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we have just started the new release show. Avi on Fire is really just a stage name for Dutch alt-pop singer-songwriter Bram Westrom. I don't have a great deal of information on this artist other than his goal that he stated of writing and performing hit after hit. That's a tall order. That sunshiny summery tune is called Pearls, and it's perfect for the, well, second day of summer of 2016. Changing musical direction with a tune from a new band. They are called Bjear, and that's B-J-E-A-R. They're fronted by Bear McKee, the band's quasi-namesake. He's supported by Dan White, John Day, Luke Vaniello, and Tom Montesi. This five-piece makes Adelaide, Australia their home. On June 6th, they released their latest single called Big Sky. The boys' sound is reminiscent to me of Bon Iver or Sufjan Stevens. Check it out. New music from Bjear here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Fabled flood. I was scared, stinging and unstable, praying Jesus come and take this pain.
fantasy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through Westwood water, over glacial plains, in a walked off you.
That was new material from Maggie Rogers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Maggie Rogers, she has hit internet gold with this new single, Alaska. Miss Rogers was featured in a video as a student in the NYU Clive Davis Institute Masterclass with Pharrell Williams. As a visiting scholar, Maggie and Pharrell sat and chatted about her new song, and Pharrell was blown away by the tune. The video went viral, and Maggie's song already has over a million spins on SoundCloud, and it's only been on there for 5 days.
Chances are you or someone you know has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Millions of people are losing their sight to AMD, and I'm one of them. Getting that diagnosis was terrifying, but knowledge is power. Even if it doesn't run in your family, you can still get AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-632-2005 for a free kit about preventing and managing the disease. That's 1-800-632-2005.
Next up is a band I first featured in 2013. They are The Creases. They're an indie alt-pop band out of Brisbane, Australia, fronted by Joe Agius and Jared Mahan. Sorry, Jared. I discovered these guys because of following another band. That band was The Preachers. They were on an Australian music website that had published a review of The Preachers, The Major Leagues, and The Creases. So I was thinking, I like the two former bands. I should check out The Creases. So The Creases just released a new single. It's called Impact, and it's a dynamite track, and it shows how their writing and performing keeps getting better. New music from The Creases here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with River Wireless right after the latest here from Band of Horses.
It's a complete farce. Everything you do is a farce.
Talking television at the casual party. Here's some great new friends to get you started on.
New music.
About you, man.
He just cracks me up when they put the end of this. Anyway, new music from Band of Horses here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. What a pleasure to hear from Band of Horses again. I played a song from them as well last week. I really like and respect these guys. I've been following them for 10 years now since their debut album, Everything All the Time, back in 2006. They've changed, grown, developed, experimented, all attributes I admire in an artist. Their brand new self-released album, Why Are You Okay, came out June 10th, and that song is the actually selected single. It's called Casual Party. It's a really good album. All right, time for today's first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I am going to play a new tune from an artist and follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is River Wireless. Now, River Wireless, they are a mixed-gendered Baroque folk four-piece out of Asheville, North Carolina. I found them in early 2015, totally taken by the complex layering of the instrumentation and the blending of the male, female vocals. I also really like that the band has several singers and songwriters, which gives their sound greater depth and texture. I got to meet them and their manager at 2015's South by Southwest. And then again, they played at the Sinclair in Cambridge shortly thereafter. I got to check out and hang out with them then. During the radio conference that I was just attending in Philadelphia this past May, the band's record label featured this new song. It's called All Day, All Night, and it's off the new album. It's the pre-release single. The new CD is titled We All the Light. Is that it? Yeah, We All the Light. And it has a street date of August 26th. So this is River Wireless. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
All day, all night, all day, all night.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was River Wireless with Life Crisis. It's from their 2015 debut self-titled EP, but it's also been included in the new disc, which is going to be released in August, called We All the Light. Makes sense. It's a great song. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I will post it here shortly. I've been kind of occupied this morning, but I'll have it up there probably within the hour. It's over at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. I've also posted some videos and also some links for some free downloads. It's all there, available for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Elvis Costello. The song that has been re-released is a best-of compilation. It's titled The Best of Elvis Costello, The First 10 Years. It was originally released in 2007, so technically this is a reissue of a reissue. Hey, you know, whatever it takes. Elvis Costello is way worth it. So, Elvis Costello, whose real name is Declan McManus, was a huge artist for me when I was in high school. His first album, My Aim Is True, came out in 1977, and this collection goes all the way through the 1986 release of Blood and Chocolate. I had so many choices, but I ended up going with Pump It Up. It originally appeared on his second album, This Year's Model, which came out in 1978. So this is Elvis Costello with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I don't wanna change. Freeform Radio.
Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new song from Fine, F-E-I-N. Fine is made up of a duo of Brandon Woodward and Luke Walton. They met at USC, at the School of Music there. The first place together, they played in a band called Euphoria. Then they went on their own as Fane, or Fine rather, in 2016. The result is their new album. It's full length. Little Homes, it's called. Came out on May 31st. The song you just sampled is American Man, and it is the album's lead-off track. Next on the playlist is a new song from a band called Johnny Kills. The trio is from Brighton in London in the UK. They describe their sound as, quote, garage indie, garden punk, acoustic shoegaze, noise pop, and hut rock. Personally, I have no idea what hut rock is. These three lads all list their last name as Kills, much like the Ramones did, or exactly like the Ramones did. It's Tommy Kills, Cammy Kills, and Louie Kills. The brand new single is called Maybe Next Year. New music from Johnny Kills here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Well, I sat down, maybe half the time, but there's the other times of 50-50, that's right. Yeah, I say that's fine. Yeah, I say that's fine. Yeah.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. And that was some new stuff from a new band. They are called The Dead Ships. They this alt-rock trio are based in Los Angeles, California. Been together for about 3 years now. They are ready to release their second full-length album. It's called Cityside. Comes out later this week, June 24th. And that tune is called First Mistakes. It's very catchy. Let's keep the music going here with another new track from the band Hater. They are an edgy alt-rock mixed-gender quartet from Malmo, Sweden. They just signed to Punk Slime Recordings, which will be releasing their debut EP on July 8th. The disc is titled Radius, which I played the title track of that earlier this June. I now have another track from the three-song effort. This one is called First Time. New music from Hater here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, let me slip in one more from Toothless. These two guys they're just two guys with acoustic guitars. They're from the UK. On the new song here, it's called Palms Backside. They get some lovely vocal help from Marika Hackman. The song has been released as a standalone single. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
A table for one, set for. Over the night.
WMFO in Medford.